This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Opponents of Denver's ban on flavored tobacco have filed paperwork to try to repeal it. The city council approved the measure last month by a lopsided margin, and Mayor Mike Johnston signed it. Business owners most affected by the vote, including vape shops, are now joining forces to let voters have a say. They need to collect nearly 9,500 valid signatures by March 19th to get on the ballot. If they reach that threshold, Denver voters would weigh in later this year. A Colorado researcher says President Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord could put the U.S. at a disadvantage. Max Boykoff is an expert on global climate politics and a professor of environmental studies at CU Boulder.
The United States, by taking this action, the Trump administration can lose out on being a global leader in the renewable energy and green economy, can lose out on trillions of dollars of potential investments, can lose out on all kinds of 21st century jobs.
Boykoff says other countries like China are ready to fill the void with electric vehicles and solar panel production. In addition to a new women's soccer team, Colorado is also getting a professional women's rugby team, and it now has a name. The Denver Onyx will compete against five other teams around the country as part of the Women's Elite Rugby League. The name, Onyx, comes from a gemstone mined in Colorado. Games are set to start in March. In Vail, clear skies for the rest of the day with a low tonight around 8 degrees, tomorrow sunny and 28 degrees. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.